Can't get away from the fact I've been slacking all. Despite the cost, you know I got to trot on, trot on.
What up, Dynasty players in the house? It's Dynasty War Games, and I am your host, Peter Brady. Anybody get that reference?
Nope.
The Brady Bunch.
Nope.
Peter Brady, when he was hitting puberty, his voice cracked all the time.
Like that's when it was in black and white, right?
No, that show was never in black and white.
Oh, man.
All right. So, welcome into the Dynasty War Games. I'm Jesse Schneeman. I am joined by Major Mike Casper.
Yes, officially Major, finally. Good to be here.
That's awesome. Awesome. Good to see you awake.
Yeah.
Asleep in your kid's bed.
Yes, not asleep. Yeah. Last week I had a financial accounting final that I was finishing.
Oh.
Yeah, got a letdown. Ended with a 88 in the class. Thought I did better on the final, but here we are. I'm complaining about bees.
It's the only way to do it.
I mean, it doesn't matter in graduate school, does it?
Yeah, I don't know what companies look at. I don't know. As long as I get it, I guess.
Yeah. I doubt they would look at your GPA. Seems weird to me.
You muted yourself.
Oh, that was weird.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Can I have those powers? I'm connecting my mic. I don't know what happened.
And also joining us, the auspicious Austin Bell. How are you tonight, Austin?
Lovely, fellas. Another day, another time to fantasy. See if y'all can help me set some lineups and get some good strategies to beat Mike, especially to beat Mike.
Are we playing each other in any
leagues? I don't know, but I just want to beat you. So
I was going to say, I don't think we're actually playing each other in any leagues.
Mike, you and I are playing each other twice.
Yes, yep. We are. Yes.
Yeah, but I play your favorite person, VIP, in multiple leagues.
I give you full permission to just take him to the woodshed. Beating him in COVID was very the league called COVID was very satisfying.
Don't beat him.
I beat him with COVID. COVID league we made called COVID. I beat him in it to go to try to two-peat there. So.
Yep, and I beat him in Marvel, so that was nice as well.
That was nice.
Yeah,
but yeah, Marvel, doing great. I'm ready to do this.
One of the three leagues were all in the semifinals together.
That's right. Holding it down.
I guess we know what we're talking about a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah, we at least guessed right a couple times. Yeah.
But tonight is not about victory laps. We take a lot of victory laps around here because we're right a lot, but there definitely are things we're wrong about. So tonight is mea culpa, right? So in Latin, mea culpa is an apology. It means I'm being culpable. I'm owning up the things that I didn't get right last offseason. And for me, it's going to be a running back edition. That's just a little foreshadowing.
Okay.
And there's a lot to get wrong with running backs.
So, always. But
before that, I made a trade last night. So I have a team in a league that Mike commissions handed me just a miserable orphan 2 years ago. Do you remember that thing that you handed me, Mike?
I never remember those that leave.
But I know you had it. You had at least one other person, maybe two, turn you down because they're like, nah, I don't think I can do anything with that roster. And I have now turned it around. I've now turned it around, gone through a full rebuild, and I'm in the semis.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good. You stuck with it. I'm glad you did. It's my main league, first one I started commissioning. So, Neil took one over last year. That is a straight dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I'm wondering if I need to save part of my winnings this year to – front somebody's payment next year if they leave.
Now listen to how cocky he is. We're in the semis. I need to save some of my winnings.
I said winnings. That's first, second, third. If I finish fourth in that league,
get third, all you're doing is getting your money back.
Yeah, you know. Oh, don't use it still. But...
that money's already spent. The reason I brought this up is. I'm coming out of a rebuild this year. I really only made one move that you could call kind of win now. and that was when we discussed this earlier in the year. I traded for Hockenson, Kyler, and Amari Cooper. The rest of them are more, you know, everything else I did for that team was more, you know, focused towards the rebuild. So I thought, all right, we'll see if I make the playoffs. Great, I made the playoffs. We'll see if I win a game before I do anything else. I won a game. So
how you do it?
I had my move kind of lined up, ready to fire off. And it was, I wanted to do something with Drake London because he's a hole in my lineup right now. He's a player that I can't even start. So I looked around at different wide receivers that were on teams that were out of the playoffs. And so I sent Drake London in a second for a bunch of different guys. Devontae Smith, I forget who the other ones were. I also sent some.
Oh, you're saying a different league.
No, this is league. He tried to send these offers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The one I ended up getting done was Drake London, a second. It's 207. And.
You need 2 seconds. Yeah.
2 seconds, second. Right. Yeah, another second, which I think is going to be 208, 209. And I got back Njoku and JSN. Right. So Njoku, that was the move that I kind of had lined up. Like if I win, I'm gonna send this to Chad. I saw him out of the playoffs with Njoku on his roster. He got eliminated from the toilet bowl. He was going for the extra pick. Like if you win the toilet bowl, you get a 113. And so with Levis going down, that also takes Hopkins out. So he was willing to deal, which is great. So what do you guys think about that over some of the other moves, like Njoku over, say, like Kmet or Devontae Smith? Or actually, I'll bring it up while you talk about this.
I like it.
Yeah, it was a good trade.
I don't think it hurts you in the future. I think it helps you in the present. Njoku's on fire. Like, there's no tight end that's been hotter. I mean, McBride's been pretty good. Obviously, a little Porta, but yeah, and Jason, I think, is really good insulated going forward. Lockett's not going to be around forever. And he showed what he could do last night, right? So, I don't know. I'm surprised Chad didn't get more, but I think it was totally fair.
Yeah, I would like to have heard Chad's thought process on why he thought he needed to make that move.
Well, I approached him.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, I can approach you all day long. That doesn't mean it's the move you should make.
Right,
I don't really see the advantage of it. I feel like he gave the better receiver up. And, yeah, he got 2 seconds, but both of them are late seconds. And for your getting – I feel like right now you can get the most for Njoku that you're probably ever going to be able to get for him. And really all he got is maybe a second for him. Like, I don't really see the advantageous move on his part of it, other than if he just wants assets and just says, screw it, let me see if I can get some draft picks and make a better thing.
Well, he is in a rebuild.
Okay. Means so, London's not any better of a piece than JSN.
No, but he also got us. All right, I'll walk you through it. So I started out offering him a second for Njoku, which he declined flat. So I messaged him back, hey, what's it going to take? And he's like, I'm not really interested in trading him. It would be way too much. Because he thought he was going for this toilet bowl pick. So then I said, all right, well, let's change gears. What do you think about Drake London and a second for JSN? And right there, that got his interest. He said, well, that's interesting. Let me finish making dinner. I'll get back to you. And then when he got back to me, he was like, hey, I just realized I'm out of what I was looking for. If you want Njoku, just add another second and we'll get it done.
Yeah, so that's my point. He got a second for Njoku.
Yeah, I think it's
a late second.
Mid.
Well, you said 208, 209.
207, and then the
207, 208.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so late. Late-ish. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It just feels like an under. I would like to hear his thought process. The value's fine. Like, if that's what you wanted, like, I don't have a problem with the trade whatsoever. I would just like to have heard what his thought process on why it makes his team better.
I think he's just trying to gather assets. He probably believes in Drake London as much as JSN is my guess. I like JSN better than London. That's why I was willing to pay add a second. So
yeah.
So the other guys I tried to get were as I said, Devontae Smith and then DK Metcalf. Once I got it done with Chad, I pulled those two offers. Would you have rather had either one of those for London in a second?
I'd rather have Devonta, yeah.
Yeah.
And for this season, yeah, I'd rather have DK, but I think in the next two seasons it could be, you know, a wash, or could go JSN if the right system goes to in Seattle. If they quit using it as just a screen receiver, that's the problem right now.
Well, that's not what they did last night, but
yeah, finally.
God. Man, I need a second. I got to recover from that.
I know. I feel so bad. I used to like give you shit, Jesse, like all the time, just for Eagles stuff, because you just always talk about them. And I don't even dare anymore. Like, I know how mad you would be. Like, I was mad.
See, I was nice.
Hurt. Well, like disappointed, you know? Like, it's just like, dang.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
What's going on?
What's going on is the coordinators are terrible. The coaching is miserable. I want them both fired. I mean, Sean Desai already got demoted. I mean, I assume that's why Slay didn't play, is because Matt Patricia was on the sideline.
I thought his knee was – I thought he had surgery on his knee.
That's what they say.
That's not true. Oh,
no, I'm kidding. Those two famously hate each other's guts, though. I mean, Slay needed to leave Detroit because Patricia was there.
Yeah. I'm going to be nice tonight, so –
Man, you got this like shit-eating grin. First, you were staring.
I have an awesome stat that I just don't want to give to you because it's terrible, but I really want to give it to you.
Sure, go for it.
The Panthers have more wins than the Eagles in the month of December.
That's cool.
See,
that's cool. That's not even a stat. That's just It's like a story you tell your grandkids.
Hey, can we move on to an interesting one?
So did you guys – yeah, you guys have any other, like, getting ready for the semis moves that you've made or are trying to make?
So I've got one that's probably going to happen here because the owner – I was kind of pooping my pants because I didn't want to do it, but I wanted to see what you guys thought. So,
all right.
It's a Jamar Chase trade. So I've got a lot of trade on or a chase on competing teams. So it's Jamar Chase for Devonta Smith, Tony Pollard, and the 112.
I'm guessing you're trying to get your first back. Is that what the 112 means?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No.
I had to check.
So you're trading Chase for three B-level assets.
Yeah, that's my issue.
So, yeah, you can't reasonably expect to replace Chase with that. Right?
I can reasonably replace his production in the semifinals where Chase will be giving me a zero and the other two players will be in my starting lineup.
I mean, I feel good if that was a...
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I feel good if that was a mid first. Four, five, six.
Yeah.
Because then there's a receiver with more upside than Devonta Smith. As much as I love him, I think he's more of a high-end wide receiver, too.
Who do those two players replace in your starting lineup currently? Because that's the biggest difference.
DeAndre Hopkins and probably Derrick Henry.
So I'd have a hard time deciding between Devonta Smith and Henry. Although he's replacing
Chase. And Hopkins?
No, not Hopkins. Hopkins
is Henry.
Replace.
Okay.
Hopkins is easy to replace because Levis is out. So, and plus, he's been terrible.
Yeah, he looked off this week. He had a lot of 9 targets, but he looked off.
Yeah.
He looks old, man.
Yeah, he is.
So what is that a league I'm in with you, Mike?
Yeah.
I feel like that's deuce.
It is.
There isn't even a 112, but it sounds good.
It's the it's a second.
Oh, so it's 202.
That would be it's the 202. Yeah.
So I was like, how do you know the 112?
another thing I had lined up is if I had lost in any of those leagues, I was gonna make you an offer for Chase because I knew you'd do it. And Amari Cooper was definitely gonna be part of it, plus some higher level assets. That's a guy that you want to start this week.
Yeah. What if it was DJ Moore, Devonta Smith, and Pollard?
Oh,
DJ Moore, Devonta Smith, and 112.
Are you saying and Pollard? Is that what you said?
So I need an RB in there.
Okay. So Pollard's the part that I don't love.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
He's been.
Because, I like getting DJ Moore added. That's a.
Yeah.
He's worth now, more than the 112 for sure.
Yes. Right. I mean, if you get all of that for Chase, it's a win. But
good luck. Well, you're not getting the three and the first.
Instead of the first.
So it would be Devonta, DJ, and Pollard.
You got the short benches too, and I've got Pierce.
I might do that. I mean, it's tough, but
it's so hard to lose Chase.
I know.
But we're going to have a discussion about him in the offseason, so that time.
I mean, I'd have to look at your bench. In fact, I can look at your bench. But, personally wouldn't be giving up my future upside. You know, my future cornerstone, I guess is the way I should put it. Don't you have Justin Jefferson as well?
No. Not in dudes.
No, you have a pretty older team, don't you?
Well, I guess, not
old, but you have a lot of, contending pieces.
Yeah, like
because you did a quick rebuild last year, you went from nothing to championship roster.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, besides my quarterbacks, it's pretty. And my tight ends are pretty young, except for Kelsey. I got Ingram and Pryor.
Young, but he's not old either.
Ferguson. I've got Kyren.
Keenan Allen
is my young running back.
Keenan Allen and Kirk being out really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
have. Not trading Lamar midseason like I was trying to because I had Herbert was fantastic.
Yeah, it saved you. I remember that.
It's a 2QB league, so that would have been rough.
I don't know. You're the one that's always production over value, so you have to make that decision. But your initial trade, you said, isn't enough for me.
Yeah.
Changing DJ Moore for the first makes it a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's either going to have Caleb Williams or he's going to have another year with Justin Fields, which we've seen is a top 10 season. So it seems like a W either way.
Probably with an offensive-minded coach, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I agree. Different coach, too, so even better.
I doubt they're going to go defensive coach again. Although they could hire another stinking Matt Nagy and it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? You know, I just found out that he's calling the plays in KC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No wonder. Yeah,
everybody, it's funny, a lot of Chicago people show up on my Twitter because of the trade with the Panthers. So I see a lot of Chicago stuff. And they're all like, dang, Matt Nagy wasn't the problem this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did this come from?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's doing a good job in KC. That's my whole point. I think the play calling in KC is ridiculous. And the fact
that you can't see it anyway, that's the problem with their weapons. You can't see that anyway.
Wouldn't the enemy be using McKinnon like we've been screaming about all year, though?
That's true.
Probably.
I was going to say, I'll give you that one. I really like McKinnon does not look washed, he does not look slow.
He threw one and caught one. He looked really good catching it, too.
What a steal. That was the perfect trade you made. You couldn't have made a better trade at the better week. I mean, that was beautiful. And you won because of it. That was beautiful.
For everyone out there, what Austin's talking about is I needed – all my running backs got hurt, and that was my strength in that league. But I had four hurt running backs, and I made a trade. Well, I tried to make a million trades, and everybody just wanted way too much and finally got to McKinnon. And I had to go back and forth with Stroud on this one like four times. Chris Stroud from the Patriot ended up giving a third, fourth, and a fifth for McKinnon and helped me win a playoff game. So it's worth it.
I mean, it's the reason you won it. Like, that was the difference maker.
Yeah, it was. But this is an NIDP league, so.
Oh, you overpaid. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, those are not just throwaway picks. You can get either defensive players or offensive players tend to slide because other people are taking
absolutely.
So those late picks are worth more in this
league. Yep.
And trust me, I knew it when I was doing it, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you go all season. If he dud, but, man, it just worked perfect.
Go all season fighting through injuries and, you know, I finally get Justin Jefferson on my roster. I'm excited to get him out there, and I can't just go in with no running backs. I had to do something.
Yeah, you did good and nailed it. Love when those work out.
Literally a one-week play, though, because Pacheco's back, and I'm plugging Pacheco in and
playing
alongside of Gus. Now that I could have just played Gus as well. I'm not sure if I would have won. But with Keaton Mitchell going down, he's definitely something I can use.
True.
That was gruesome, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
My wife was like, why? Why won't they show it on TV? I was like, and I looked it up online. I was like, this is why. All right. So, like I said, oh, I'm sorry. We got anything else? Any other trades you guys want to go through?
Nah.
Well, I'm not. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, what's James Cook worth?
Oh, my.
After this week.
After this week? A shitload.
Yeah.
I mean,
good luck.
Two firsts and a second.
Oh, two firsts and a second. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But
I'm offering a first and a second, and the guy's really thinking about it.
If it's a late first, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
I'd want 105.
Sure.
Better. I mean, whatever, dude.
So Malik Nabers or James Cook is what you're saying.
Yeah. Or Roma Dunze or Brock Bowers. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. That's tough.
But this is my point, but not Keon Coleman. So I don't want a late first for him.
I mean, he's definitely worth the first plus, no doubt about it. It's just I wouldn't want to give up a non-playoff first.
Yeah. I've
I hear you.
I just throw a couple offers out there to because I like the matchup this week against the Chargers. I like how the
Yeah, I'm just scared they go back to passing. That's my worry because they're so bad.
But they made the I don't know, they like made the change at play caller because of them and they were losing because they were passing too much, so I don't know why they wouldn't stick with it, especially with a very dysfunctional Chargers team. Like, just run over them and get out of there. Like, don't mess around. Yeah,
makes sense. Right?
Yeah. The X factor, though, is Josh. If Josh wants to throw, Josh's going to throw.
Yeah, it's just like Brady said. Like, we did not expect to run that many times. You know, that was not the plan. I didn't want to, he said, but we just started, and all of a sudden it kept working. So why would we change it?
And it looked like Dallas gave up. But the Chargers looked like they gave up even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Quarter, so that could absolutely happen again. I mean, it's a weird thing to bet on.
This is the first game with new coach, correct? Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a dangerous thing, too.
Sure. I mean, if you get an Antonio Pierce factor, I think he's got the guys fired up.
Who is the interim coach? Is it Kellen Moore? Is it some special
he did. Or? He declined it, is what I saw.
Huh. Yeah.
I think it was like linebackers coach or something like that.
Interesting.
I saw it was unorthodox hiring.
I can see why he would decline it.
Yeah, he said he wanted a fresh slate. He didn't want any head coach tape out going into the offseason.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and not having his stud quarterback.
Correct, yeah.
Or wide receiver.
What's he going to do, show out with Easton Stick?
Right. Right. Really, the only thing he do is hurt himself. But then it does kind of show that he's afraid to take on a challenge.
I don't think so. Not personally, I don't think so.
If I'm a team owner, it's a factor for me. If I need to evaluate a guy's personality to hire. All right. So speaking of James Cook, mea culpa. I was wrong. If you guys remember, I was one of his biggest detractors.
I was too, to be fair. I had no shares.
my comment was all it takes is a stiff wind to knock him over. You know, playing at Buffalo, that's not really good.
Yeah.
But He's shown a lot more contact balance than I expected. He's a lot tougher than I thought. He's actually running between the tackles, and they're using him in the pass game. They're using him all over the place. He is the perfect weapon for the way teams play Josh Allen. Well, really, the way teams just play nowadays with the Fangio defense being so in vogue. When you got the safeties back and the middle of the field is open, it's a player like James Cook that you can get out in space. That's why they took him. And combined with Kincaid, that's their new offense. And you can see that when they play teams like that, players like Diggs and Gabe Davis and even Khalil Shakir are kind of marginalized. So yeah. I was wrong about James Cook. And really, I think he was kind of the first in a new breed of running back in a Jahmyr Gibbs style, lighter, smaller guy that can run between the tackles because teams aren't loading up in the box and you don't need bruisers and it's not a power style NFL anymore anyway. So that was poor evaluation on my part. And going forward, I think I'm going to judge guys more based on their talents related to spread offenses, as opposed to kind of my outdated outlook that a running back has to be a certain weight. That's kind of out the window for me. There's no magic number for running backs anymore for me. If you're 190, I'm going to bring one up right now, Bucky Irving. This is a guy that I'm pretty excited about. I watched some highlights. I watched film on him. Watched some highlights, and he looks good. They're talking about he's like 190, right? Last year, that would have scared the shit out of me. At this point, I'm good. I've seen James Cook do it, and I've seen Jahmyr Gibbs do it.
A-Chain.
There you go. I have to look at his film to see if he's, that level of player. I really don't know yet. Through the highlights, he looks pretty
good. He's fun. Yeah.
So, I really got to dig in on him, but just as an example of a player that I'm not going to miss on, I'm not going to dismiss just because he's lighter.
Yeah. Cool. I'm the same way too with wide receivers now. I used to want the big body DK types. And number one, that's just not what's coming out anymore. But number two, they're just
it is ballers, this year.
Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have heard that. So that'll be interesting to see. But, the only one from the last class is Mingo, but a lot of the other guys are kind of crushing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the big contested catch guys, Pickens, Mingo, those types are less in vogue. Drake London. Well, I think Drake London and T. Higgins are a bit of a different animal because of the speed and the ability. Well, in T. Higgins' case, the ability to find soft spots in zone and not just be a man player. But yeah, I just think that contested catch, big X man beater on the outside is old fashioned. I want the more agile guy that's versatile and can be moved around the formation. And if a coach is going to scheme somebody open, it's going to be him because he's got the quicks and the speed, right, to do something.
Yeah. I'm kind of the point. I don't really care if they're good. I want them. I messed up this year on receivers for the first time in a long time. I didn't believe in the class, and a lot of it was size related. Even after I just loved Devonta Smith, 2 years before that? And I didn't care about the size, and this year I let it get me, and I have hardly any Dell, any Downs. I'm missing majority of the receivers that are doing something this year because of the size, and I just didn't think that they would convert. So got to go back to it and get back to not worrying about anything other than just what I see on the tape and the numbers right. That follow it.
Right. I'm with you. I just – yeah, size really isn't a factor for me. At this point, because Tank, you can't be smaller than Tank Dell and be on an NFL.
Other than Tutu Atwell.
Is he smaller?
Yeah.
I mean, even he's balled out at points this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's even more of a point.
Yeah.
5'6", 145, and you're out there making plays. If you can do that, then anybody can.
So I am so sorry, James Cook, and I'm so sorry to all y'all out there for not being on that train. I'm not saying that I threw him away or anything. I traded him for like 109 last year, with which I took Dalton Kincaid. Yeah, I took Dalton Kincaid. I'm happy having either player at this point.
All right, I'll go next. I have one I got to get off my chest that's been hurting me all season from a real football and a fantasy football side. And that is Miles Sanders.
Mm.
I was all in, and it really had nothing to do with me being a Panthers fan. It added to the pain level, but it didn't add to my what I expected from a fantasy football production. I looked at Frank Reich's scheme, I looked at Bryce Young, and I looked at Miles Sanders, and I'm like, those are going to eat. Like, there's no reason the RPO scheme, that's what Sanders excelled at. There's no reason he should not just dominate in this offense. I thought a low end RB1 was the floor for him, healthy.
Yeah,
and he's currently RB48 in full PPR.
Yeah, he's completely lost the job.
Completely unstartable. Has only had 15 rushing attempts twice all season.
He got his job took straight up.
And it's that one hurt, and I don't really know how to improve it. I guess one thing I need to pay more attention to is the offensive line schemes and player how those fit, because that was the issue with the running game in Carolina, is Miles Sanders didn't fit the offensive lineman and the scheme. So, but otherwise, I'm just gonna have to take another bat unless somebody's got a better idea. But that was a huge miss.
You guys run a lot of zone.
We started the season. We've switched to a power gap scheme now, and that's why Chuba is absolutely eating. And it fits off the line.
That's something Miles Sanders can do. If you define the reads for him, he can't read anything. He's got no vision.
Bad.
Cut back. Another part of your process is going to. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be a dick, but you can listen to me because I did fade him.
I totally fan him.
Okay. Well, man, I think you just went over James Cook, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe I shouldn't listen to you.
Well, no, like when it comes to Eagles players, if I'm not high on an Eagles player, it means he sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I never paid a first. I never paid high for him. It was just I felt like he was going to be productive. I didn't understand why he shouldn't be. I felt like everything fit to a T. Like he should, you know, get 250 touches and shouldn't have an issue being that low end or high end RB2.
I hear you. I definitely didn't think this was going to happen. I don't think. I think everybody was surprised that it hit this rock bottom. I mean, I took him in a startup in six or so. So, you know, I wasn't immune from the hype either.
Yeah, I mean, he had a game of 15 for 28.
Doof.
Oh. What? Oh, don't worry. Last week against Atlanta, he was 6 carries for 2 yards.
Well, I mean, wasn't Henry like, what was he this week?
He broke an NFL record. First time in NFL history that a player had 20 touches and didn't earn 15 total yards.
16 for 9. He had 4 catches for 1.
Yep.
That is so odd. Like, I don't care that he's playing Seattle next week. How can you? And he's like, I'm already thinking about next season, eliminated from the playoffs. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a guy that wants to play football. I want you in my semifinal lineup. Oh, man.
Yeah, I took him in the 9th round.
Yeah, I think that's where I took him. I think I had him at the 9-10 turn. I actually took him and James Cook in the same turn one. They were my RB1 and RB2 in the startup. And I'm in the semis now. So, I mean, it worked.
Nice.
Still, I got lucky. But it's because of James Cook way more than Miles Sanders.
I mean, I finished first in this league. But a lot of that has to do with Kyren. I drafted Kyren very late. Kind of carried me for a lot of the year. Well, plus, like, I just didn't go running back heavy.
Same.
Like running back was the last thing I did, so the rest of my team's pretty good with Mahomes and Hurts.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful.
But yeah,
all right, Mr. Perfect, what do you got?
Me, Mr. Perfect. Well, mine's kind of hypocritical because he just had a breakout game last week, but he's been garbage all season. Is Chris Godwin?
So he was one I was pretty big on with Baker going there. I was like, Baker, short area game, like Godwin over Mike Evans all day. And, you know, Mike Evans was going well before him. But Baker's been airing it out. And when he throws it short, he throws it to Rashad White. He doesn't throw it to Godwin. So that one really surprised me. So he's like wide receiver 32 right now. But like this last week against Green Bay was his first 20-point game he's had all season. So like he hasn't been a nothing. Like usually he's scoring like 7-8 points. But like that's not what I'm drafting for or trading for. And especially when he's playing for a new contract. So that's one of my big busts that I really thought. And I guess my takeaway from that is you just got to really be cautious with guys getting new QBs, I think. But obviously, we've had some, you know, like Stroud's obviously elevated some people. But when you've got a known in Baker, you know, you got to beware, I guess, with that new QB. I don't know.
I think a lot of that is, you have Baker as the QB, and there's just not going to be a big enough pie. There's not enough targets to go around for two. You know, it's really – he's got enough for one guy.
I'm gonna be honest, your poo-poo and a Baker might need to relax. The dude's balling. Like, say what you will.
And his target share hasn't been bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
I would say his average, because I'm looking at him right now, his average is probably like 8 targets a game.
Yeah, so
which okay. is really good.
But then that means Baker's inefficient on those targets.
Or yeah. Godwin's not getting open, or the play calling's not ideal. I mean, if Mike Evans is working and Rashad White's working, why isn't Chris Godwin working if the targets are there? It can't be just Baker Mayfield. Like, I feel like you're just poo-pooing him because you don't like him. Like, that seems so unrealistic.
I have no dislike for him.
Obviously, I like you do. You've been killing him all season.
Have I?
Yes. Every time I bring him up, you're like, he's the low-end QB2. And it's like, I don't know if he is right now. I feel like he's at borderline.
Low-end? No, high-end
QB2. He just set records.
He's a mid-QB2. Okay, he's mid-QB2. He's like quarterback 15 or 16. Like, he's not some great shakes. He's all right.
I appreciate what he's done for Rashad White. That was one I was on, so.
He's on my list for later.
Yeah, same here. He was my next name.
Okay, right on. So I'll pick somebody else. But all I'm saying is Baker's not an all-world quarterback, so he's not going to elevate the play of three players. Two. He's got two. He's got Mike Evans and Rashad White, right? He's not elevating the play of Godwin. Maybe what we probably should be looking at is Godwin's ADA, right? His average depth of target probably is short, and he's not doing that. And that could have a lot to do with the scheme. It could have something to do with him not coming back right from all of those injuries. I don't watch enough Tampa to know, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest. So,
well, that's your division, Austin.
Yeah, I watch him twice a year. Like,
Playoff position.
What's that?
Carolina.
I don't know what that is. Sorry. I haven't experienced that in so long. I forgot.
All right.
Well, give me the next one.
All right. Mea culpa. Damian Pierce. I was really high on Damian Pierce last year. I gave up way too much for him in a number of places. I was wrong. What can I tell you? Similar to Miles Sanders, he is just a terrible fit for their scheme. He's a power runner. They play zone. It's the Shanahan tree coaching, right? What's his name? Sawala Osawe?
Slowick. Bobby Slowick. Yes.
There you go. Bobby Slowick. They're an outside, inside zone team. It's like I said, Damian Pierce is not suited for it. And he also couldn't stay healthy again, right? And that speaks to his size a little bit. I love the player in the scheme he was in last year. He's got tremendous contact balance. He reminded me of younger Kareem Hunt before injuries kind of sapped some of his ability. But same like Austin said, I think I have to pay more attention when there's a coaching change or a scheme change with how players fit into that scheme. And if I'm giving up picks – equivalent of like a late first for someone like Damian Pierce. Well, I better be damn sure he's going to fit with what they're going to run. I can't just say, well, well, I hope so. And here's my first. So, mea culpa. That's my mistake. I was too high on Damian Pierce. Doesn't mean that he can't find a home or learn how to run in that system in the offseason, but the odds are against it.
It's a good one. I got lucky. I've never been a believer, so I had zero shares. But right, I did think he would have a productive year. Like, I thought he would see a lot better than this.
With how good the offense is.
Yeah.
And I think he's better than Singletary, but I don't know.
I don't know if he is. Singletary's a good running back.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And not for the system. Yeah, and Singletary is a player that's just constantly shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's not flashy in any way, but he's a good football player.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Austin. Mine is Brock Purdy.
Oh, come on, Austin. You and me, man. I talked you into it.
You did. You talked me into it. Exactly my point.
Okay.
I should have realized how elite his weapons were and his scheme was, that it probably didn't matter. But even still, he's just played really good. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Like, he's just been really good. Even if the plays, the read's not there, he's creating. And he's just been plain and simple good. I mean, he's QB4 on the season, 4 points behind QB3. It's just been plain old impressive. And when you have weapons like that, it just makes it even better. So, like, if you don't have a great game, as long as you get the ball in their hands, they're going to get you points.
So, and he's getting better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's learning from his mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive. Scary. Since the I think it was since the bye, or it might have been a game or two after the bye, he had that couple down stretch.
Yeah.
And since then, he's just been, I hate using this word, but borderline elite. I mean, in the system with the weapons, you can't ask for a better quarterback than what you've seen from him.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that come into the playoffs this year, because I feel like he was kind of just riding a high last year and, you know, the injury happened. I want to see him now. There's tapes all over him. I want to see how he looks in the playoffs. I'm excited. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, oh, I'm right. No, I want to see it. I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah.
I have a team. I replaced Aaron Rodgers with him.
Nice. And
God, for like, it was like 2 seconds and a bunch of kind of trash throwing stuff level of a deal. So I'm really, really happy. It kind of saved that team, because I was like, all in with my Aaron Rodgers trade, and I was kind of screwed after that. My backup was Mac Jones. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited the way Purdy's performed from a fantasy standpoint as an NFL fan.
Yeah, I have zero shares, and I can't buy them now. I mean,
yeah, I only have one from waivers that I got, when he made his spot start.
Yeah, I mean, we have that one in the contract league, but, like,
hey, come on. Let's go ahead and talk about that, Austin, because we can victory lap, right?
Yeah.
Because we're in the RSO league, right? Where they've got contracts and players, and I'll admit, I don't know what I'm doing in that league half the time. But man, when we had that free agent auction and Brock Purdy was there, I was like, let's do 3 years, $10 million a year, which is cheap, and nobody else even bid on him, and I was ecstatic.
Yep.
You know, and just for context for the listeners, I'm like, well, I don't know what that means. Like, Stafford's on a $27 million a year contract.
And it's not a bad contract.
Yeah. Like, and that's not a bad one. Yeah. You know, Josh Allen is on, like, I think he's just like $34 million a year.
But that was a really good contract when we did that, Mike, if you remember.
Yes.
But
yes. The Josh Allen was good. But I mean,
he's cheaper than a lot of worse.
That's 34. And Purdy is producing at a
I think we did 4 year, $10 million.
Was it
four? I'm pretty sure it's four.
I wasn't sure if it was four.
Even better, which is even more ridiculous. Like, you nailed that one, because we were kind of just shooting a quarterback.
And that's when we didn't even know for sure that he was the starter. So, correct. Good job.
Yeah. I was just like, man. Well, because – so here's the thing. So I'll tell you why I was so high on him is because I really like the John Middlecoff podcast, Three and Out. I'm not sure if you ever heard him, but he's from the Bay Area, and so he loves the Niners.
And all offseason, he was saying, Kyle does not like Trey Lance. He's like, Darnold is going to beat out Trey Lance for the backup job. And then, you know, even after the surgery, he was, you know, Mike Shanahan was, or Kyle Shanahan was saying, you know, Purdy's going to be the starter. And I was like, I don't know. This is one where I feel like he proved it last year and he's still saying it, sticking with his guns. Like, he's not one to just please the people upstairs of using whoever they pick. Like, he knows who he can win with. So yeah, that was the reason why I took it. So
yeah, you know, I appreciate you letting us gloat, but I didn't do anything with that. Besides that, besides heck yeah, bro, let's do it. I
believe it's our team. It's our team. One team, one fight.
I'll tell you what, I'm really fired up for the Christmas night Baltimore.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is gonna be really fun.
NFL nailed that, man.
Like, that could be the Super Bowl, I honestly think.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, and you know, outside of my rooting interest, I think that would be the most fun Super Bowl between those two teams. I was thinking maybe the Bills, but then
it's probably funny though, because they played in the Super Bowl. The last time the Ravens were in the Super Bowl, that's who was playing in it.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, Flacco, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, that's the one where the lights went out and they changed the matrix and the Ravens came back and won.
That's where Flacco had the mile-high miracle with 13 seconds left through a 70-yard bomb to Jacoby Jones. I will never forget that in my entire life. You remember that? It was miserable. Oh, gosh. I spent 3 hours in the Chili's watching that game.
I don't remember that. The Eagles were pretty bad that year, and I was drinking heavily in those days.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Right on.
Oh, man, you were right. Yeah. Austin. It is 4 years, $40 million. That's great. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. My bad.
So what's that do for fantasy implications with all the Niners players going against an elite defense this coming week?
Oh, you fire them up and hope that yours isn't the one they choose.
The one that doesn't, yeah. It's like, I kind of think I want to sit Kittle because.
No.
I don't know.
Unless you have a better option. You know, if you're having McBride sitting there, sure, but.
Yeah.
Ingram plays. Does Jacksonville play this week?
Ingram's been killing it.
I literally just traded a first for Kittle, and now I don't feel like I can bench Ingram. So, like, one of them's going to go in my flex,
I think. I mean, Kittle is always boomer or just meh. It is never – that was a nice game. It was, yes, he won me the week.
Yeah, but the problem is when they have that boom game, you're going to be devastated you didn't start him.
Oh, I know.
They play Tampa.
All right.
That's who Jacksonville plays.
Pick three out of these four.
Oh, man, doing spot start.
Kittle, Amari Cooper, Lucas, Evan Ingram. It's point.
What was the third one you said?
Thank you.
Lucas Nakua.
Oh, I was like, Lucas? Sorry, that's my son's name. Yeah. Say it again. Sorry.
Kittle, Amari Cooper, Puka, Evan Ingram. Pick three. Who's the one you're not
starting? I'm about to say, how about we just pick one and we're not starting?
Yeah. I was going to say between Evan Ingram and Kittle for me. I don't think I could sit Puka.
And what's the premium?
0.5.
Yeah, it's one of the tight ends.
I'd go Ingram.
I think I'm sitting
Ingram. I think Ingram gets more volume.
I just feel like you're going to be so mad when Kittle has his one legendary tight end performance for the playoffs, like he does every other fantasy playoffs. If you're sitting him this week, you're going to hate it.
Baltimore. Ingram goes against Tampa Bay. They're not pushovers on defense either.
No. Uh-uh. And we don't even know if T-Law's playing.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a concussion.
He's a concussion.
You're on mute. Right.
All right. That makes that much easier.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I'd go kill him.
All right, this is why we talk these things through, boys. Thank you. All right, here's another one for that same team. And obviously, I'm starting Allen, but am I starting Goff at Minnesota or Stafford at home versus New Orleans on Thursday?
Goff.
Thursday.
Goff.
Yeah, Goff. I agree.
Goff is killer in a dome.
And you don't have to be, you don't have to deal with the chaos of a Thursday night game. You just never know what you're going to get.
Even though he has to travel, like, it's not that
hard. I'm already starting Cooper Kupp and Puka.
That would be a nice stack.
A really nice stack or a terrible stack. That's the problem.
Right.
Flip a coin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Stafford's been balling out too, so.
I tend to go with the guy that's gotten me there, which is Goff.
Oh, yeah, then rock him.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you got up next.
My big one, we've talked over chat already, I think, like ad nauseum, and that was Jerick McKinnon. I don't know. I still think we're right. And last week proved that. Like, I can't see why he's not involved in the passing game with the garbage that keeps getting trot out there of MVS and Rashee Rice. Give him his respect. Yeah. He's really developed quite a bit. I've actually got a – I might have a start set question for you guys involving Rice in a redraft league of mine. But McKinnon was someone just I thought would be more involved, like, period. Because of the wide receiver issues, like, didn't believe in MVS, didn't believe in Tony. Hardman's on IR now. You know, Justin Watson, like, really, McKinnon's not better than that. And I don't think McKinnon's looked bad. So it's, I don't know what it is, why he's not getting it. I'd love to hear afterwards after this season.
He's had three or less targets every game but one.
And that's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
It's crazy to me. I mean, and I don't know. You can pull up his stats last year, and I mean,
last year 71 targets, 56 receptions, for 500 yards and 9 touchdowns.
And he had the most receiving touchdowns as a running back, from what I remember.
Yep.
And I was just like, and that's why I thought, like, this was the secret. And then adding Rice obviously didn't do a whole lot to the situation, but man, I don't know. I'll die on this hill, I guess. We'll see what they do in the playoffs.
This year, it's literally split in half. He's at 32 for 25 catches, 192 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So it's half of the production.
They would rather watch MVS and Justin Watson drop passes on a constant basis than do something that works. It's Nagy. I'm telling you, it's Matt Nagy.
That's why it blows my mind.
Yeah. He has 21 rushing attempts all season.
Oh my god!
Now he only has 60 yards. I mean, he can still run outside zone. Do anything, but that's ridiculous.
He was such a red zone weapon for them last year.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all.
Well, they did it last week. Doesn't mean
so
it's out of their.
What do we have to learn from this? Because that's kind of the point of this. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't agree with it. So I'm not going to learn anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
I think what we learn is Matt Nagy. Stay away.
You know,
don't
maybe,
expect any of his weapons to produce.
Just to see what I thought he would re-sign with KC a lot sooner. So I don't know. Maybe they were thinking, you know, is he right for this scheme that we're doing with the, you know, Nagy coming in kind of a thing? Maybe
they couldn't get anybody else that they like,
and there's nobody else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I thought they would re-sign him like instantly. I was like, there's nobody else out there. He's already familiar with the system, and he did great in the system. So, but yeah, I don't know. if that's a lesson, I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody listen and help us. Give us the lesson.
I mean, this new scheme of theirs has Mahomes at quarterback 6. He's behind Purdy, for Christ's sake.
He doesn't even look as good as Purdy. That's the crazy part.
No, he doesn't.
That's the crazy part.
He's throwing a lot more picks than Purdy, I'll tell you that. I'm pretty sure.
He doesn't have anybody open, and when he does, a lot of those picks are bouncing off a receiver's hands first. I mean, it's really bad.
Didn't Kelsey have 25 yards last week? Like,
Kelsey
that's
looks
thing too.
Ridiculous.
I think Kelsey.
He just does not look healthy.
I think he's hurt. I think that high ankle sprain has just never gotten healthy, and he's just been playing on it all year.
Absolutely.
Yep, I agree.
Which, if it continues, I am going to buy this offseason.
It's
going to
make Mahomes and
Kelsey. I don't have Kelsey as
a screaming buys this offseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're not selling Kelsey?
No.
Nope.
He will be on my team until he decides to marry Taylor Swift and move to France.
What if it's this offseason? Would you feel better about selling him?
You'd have to give me what you would give, have given me last offseason. That's and you I'm won't. Not. So
I'm yeah, not his value's way down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I won't.
What tight end would you sell him for? What tight ends would you sell him for? McBride, yes, correct.
Yeah,
I take McBride.
I'm just going to start the list. I'm going to start the list. Laporta, yes.
All three of the young guys.
Yes, Laporta, yes.
And that's probably it.
You said Hockenson?
Hockenson.
So all four of the young guys, my bad. And
Kittle?
And that's
probably. Yeah, I was going to say Kittle.
Okay. No. You got to add to Kittle for me.
Kincaid even makes me nervous with Knox back and putting up a donut. That was, I don't know.
I mean, everybody put a donut up. He only had 7 completions. I mean, what are we going to do with that?
Yeah, I can't.
And Diggs had 4 of them. So, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I guess that's kind of the tight end line, right? It's right there.
Okay.
I wouldn't want Freiermuth over him.
No, Goddard, no.
No.
Nope. Njoku?
No.
I agree.
Engram, no.
Yep.
And then you get into like
Ferguson?
Kmet, Ferguson.
No. Kmet, no.
Okay. Ferguson. I agree with that.
They're all third tier guys.
So you still have about 6 seconds, I think, where you're at. I'm fine with that. I don't think you can buy him for any of those other names we didn't say, though. So that's the problem. So is he even going to be a buy?
How about this? About Bowers?
Bowers. Easily.
Bowers, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a hot take when it comes draft time. That there's
you always got tight end hot takes. Oh, okay.
You know I love me tight ends. There's going to be another one that I'm going to take.
You love them tight ends, Austin.
That's right.
What's the other guy's name? Jatavion something?
Yes, sir. Jatavion Sanders. Oh, I can't wait to see what he tests. He's going to fly up draft boards.
Is he more of a traditional tight end as far as he's going to be in blocking?
No. He is Kincaid, but young and just as athletic. He's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Just
where's he coming from?
Texas.
Oh, gosh, I hate Texas.
He hasn't declared yet, which scares me, he's a true junior, but he is just a freak. It is always so much fun to watch. He is a good blocker, so let me do say that. He is a good blocker, but he's better.
Well, that was my concern because I've heard that about him.
No, he is I enjoyed the blocking when I watched it, but I would prefer him to be a Kincaid-style tight end.
Can I ask you guys? Sorry. Oh, no.
That was the end of it. That was all.
Because we mentioned Rashi Rice, so I wanted to ask 2 start set questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what you got?
Start 2 of Rashi Rice versus Vegas, Debo versus Baltimore, Devonta Smith versus the Giants.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
That's tough.
I'm going to let the Eagles guy speak on the Eagles player before I go.
Don't y'all think that the Eagles are just going to explode all over the place like they did last year?
I do. They're playing the Giants. So, yes.
To be honest,
I mean, the Giants defense has been better.
What was that?
I
thought they were going to against Seattle. That's what kind of
I did not. I did not, by the way. It's a West Coast game. East Coast teams going to the West Coast and vice versa. If there's a jet lag factor and teams don't play as well. And Hurts was sick. He had the black plague or whatever. And it was a rain game. So, like, all those factors were, like, did not. We were all saying first to 17 wins, me and all my Eagles friends. And unfortunately, because of James Bradbury, that didn't happen. But moving on. I do expect, like, a Bukkake-style explosion this week.
Yeah. Just like this stuff. I just wonder if Rashi does the same thing because he's been like his last, his 4 games? Yeah, 25.7, 14,
18, 23. Who, Rashi Rice?
Yeah, and he's playing Vegas. Like,
yeah, I'm starting him against you. I started him last week.
I mean, you got to start Debo, Einstein's. Too, though.
I got to start Debo, yeah. Well, and I have Devonta, but the other one's Tyreek, so I've only got 3 spots. And it's because, and I'll tell you my flex options, because right now Mostert is on my bench. And I'm like...
Wow.
Because I have Kyren, Kamara, and Rashad White.
What league is this?
This is a redraft league.
Oh, shoot. I was about to say, God, I'm glad I'm not playing against you. That sounds terrible.
I wish it was two flex, so I didn't have to have this problem.
Then I guess I'm going to take sit Rashee Rice if my Eagles fan says this is the week.
It doesn't mean it's going to go to Devonta Smith. But
yeah, but I believe in the talent.
Yeah.
If they're going to have a 40-point game, Smith should do something.
It's weird, but if it's me, it's probably Debo.
Hell no. Dude's on like a top 10 receiver, was it, 5 weeks in a row?
Yeah, he's
had no way I'm
sitting. He's had over 20 points 4 weeks in a row. I don't know if I could sit him in.
No, hell no. I'll take the
one of the best defenses in the NFL, and you're coming into their house on Christmas night.
I'll take my lumps. I'm sorry, I can't sit Debo.
I can't do that either.
I'll take it. If it happens, then damn, I should have set him. But if he goes for 36 on my bench, then I'm going to be devastated.
Then it's Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
What about Rashad White or Mostert? I'm assuming you would start Kyren and Kamara over.
I can't sit any of those guys.
I have to.
He doesn't have no starting
spots. I have to. There's two running backs and one flex, and I got four of those running backs.
Well, even though I haven't even apologized to Rashad White yet, so yeah, him. Sit him. I don't know.
Sit him. I don't know either. Like,
it's tough to sit Mostert.
Mostert's the RB2, right? Rashad White's the RB4. Kamara's the RB5. And Kyren's the RB8.
Kamara's the RB. Kamara is, but he's the RB5 after missing three games.
Yes.
Just like Kyren's RB8 after missing four. So the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just as crazy. I don't know, man. I agree. I'm playing Kyren.
Like,
Kamara.
But like Mostert's playing Dallas, who just got destroyed by Cook. And it's like, oh, man. It's going to drive me nuts all week, especially if I know I'm going to lose
that's
because
tough.
Of it, but whatever.
I mean, there's no way they have as good a team as you. It should not matter.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams for Mike.
I mean, I guess I can let you know what the guy's team is not that good. He's started Joe Flacco. He's at Eckler, Pollard, Dubes, Nakua, Garrett Wilson, Dubes. Kincaid, Walker. Dubes. He's got Pacheco on his bench. That's it.
Yeah, you should be fine.
Dubs.
I should be fine, but
yeah.
Dubes,
Dubes.
Maybe there's no wrong answer.
You know what? I'm just not going to change it because when I change it, then that's when problems.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. We're at an hour. Do you have another one for us, though, Mike?
I do not. Sorry.
I told you it was too perfect. Shot. I'm surprised he had this many.
Yeah. Well, I think we talk about.
Well, I mean, Herbert. I guess we could bring up Herbert. And I know injury plays into it, but he was not great. And I didn't have any shares of Herbert before the season. And I was like, Kellen Moore, you know, weapons coming back. And yeah, Mike Williams got hurt too. I never believed in Quentin Johnston, but I thought Herbert would be a top five guy in that offense. And
think about this. All right, let's say the Texans lost Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, but Stroud was still healthy. Don't you think that would really affect him?
We did. And we saw it against the Jets. He put up 95 passing yards.
Yeah.
Now the Chargers and also the Jets are pretty badass. The Chargers didn't lose Eckler for all that time, but he's just been ineffective and just hasn't looked like himself. And either it's injury or he's lost a step, whatever it is. It's a drag on the offense. So really, he lost Mike Williams. He lost Eckler. And then the other person that they were counting on, whether it's right or wrong, was Quentin Johnston. So you basically lost him because he sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I counted at least three long touchdowns that he flat out dropped in his hands. I mean, it's insane.
He's bad. He is N'Keal Harry. I will say that now and stand by it.
Yeah. So
like nobody has had more opportunity and done less with it.
So you just, I mean, with Herbert, you could speculatively buy him because he's at an all-time low. Yeah. And cross your fingers that they bring in the right weapons and the right GM and the right coach.
Right coach. Yeah.
Yeah. And all that stuff. They just had a defensive coach in Staley, so I would assume that they're going to go offensive coach this time.
You see Jim Harbaugh got brought up today?
Yeah.
They said he's in serious talks.
With Chargers?
Yeah.
Do we view that as a positive?
Yes. Yeah, I like his system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Might not be very pass heavy. That's one negative that could come with it, but I think they'd be successful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, their whole entire team was – stumble bumps. You know, you just can tell that they were not a well-coached team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we even lost.
When you see them give up on their coach like that, like, that's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty good bet that Herbert rebounds, and I'll be looking to buy him. Here's a question. Would you do... What is he compared to AR straight up right now?
Oh, I would take Herbert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
I would try to give you a spicier one.
Me too, but don't you think that the hype in the offseason is going to get pretty high?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. AR? Especially with how well Gardner's done and stuff. Oh, yeah.
So you could see it like being reasonable at some point this offseason. I could just trade AR for Herbert.
Yeah,
it would depend on what the Chargers do, but yeah.
Yeah, I would say like before free agency.
Yeah,
draft. You could probably get that done.
Maybe you may even a small plus. You know, if you got a vet that you don't love, you know, you don't like the new. He's a free agent. You don't like him coming in and throw him on top. They are.
I was going to try it just now, but Austin has him, so.
Good luck.
I truly believe Herbert is still one of the top five elite.
Me too.
Quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Like, he absolutely is. The arm talent is ridiculous.
Yeah, the arm talent.
He makes so many throws that people don't understand that other quarterbacks have no shot.
Yeah, he's just besides Keenan Allen, he's just had a shit show around him. So
yeah,
he needs a good receiver, but like, I don't know if they can give him that.
He needs like three. You know, they just need to revamp the entire thing.
Yeah, which sucks for him. Thank you. What about Purdy?
What about him?
How close is that?
To Herbert?
And how close should it be if we're going to be realistic here?
Mm-hmm. No way.
It feels so nasty, but let's be real here. Like, why can't Purdy do this the next 2 or 3 years?
I hear you. Yeah. You're right. Man. You're right. Yeah. It's the same place. You know what? It's very similar to Hurts last year.
Any
place I was at with Hurts. Yeah, he looks great. He's elite, but let me see him do it again.
I guess the argument is, too, because we're talking dynasty, right, is I want Purdy to get that contract. Well, and I think he will. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, what if he has an injury to his throwing shoulder, you know, same throwing shoulder again? Or, you know?
Yeah, but you can't play that game. That's – the injury game is so dangerous in Dynasty.
I know, but when you don't have the contract to back it up is what I'm saying. Like, I still think they'd probably re-sign him, but...
What is he, 24-3 in his NFL regular season starting?
Sure.
Isn't that right? I think he was 10-0 last year regular season, and
what's 14-3 the championships?
He's 0-0 because he didn't play.
What are the Eagles in recent Super Bowls?
0-1 in the labrums.
What are the Eagles in December?
Recent Super Bowls, yeah.
He's 1-1 in torn labrums.
His Broncos were 1-0 in their last Super Bowl. That's the only last one. You know, that was the last time both our teams won their division, I think, right, Austin?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so sad.
All right, guys. I think we got it. Thank you so much for joining me.
We got it. So I have to shout out because Nate, he was the one that I was trying to get, trying to trade Chase to. I sent him 2 offers, and he said he's going to listen to what you guys said and then make a decision.
Wow.
I sent him so you guys can send him your DMs and say, don't trade with Mike because we're both still in it.
I'll say it in the don't trade with Mike.
Don't help that dirty.
I think they're both
interesting offers, so.
They're probably terrible. Don't listen to them.
We'll see.
It's gross.
You guys
it's
just told me to do it. Mike. You just told me to do it.
Who told you to
it's
do
like,
it?
Look, it's like in Star Wars, everyone had a choice. You could just join the Empire, live a cushy life, make a lot of money, or you could be part of the rebellion. You know, and Mike is the Empire.
Join the Empire. Security. A secure.
But it's evil.
It's definitely evil.
Only for you.
All right, y'all. We got one more of these next week. So it's going to be after Christmas. So I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yes, absolutely.
Happy holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I just hope everyone has a safe and happy time. Enjoy the time with your family, your friends, whoever you love, your pets, whoever's around you. Just enjoy your family and create some memories. Don't be in a rush to get away from them. Don't make it about the things, the commercialism, just about the time. The expression of disappointment on your kid's face when they open their presents. I assume they're getting to that age.
No, I mean, they've been pretty appreciative of it. I mean, I'm not a weirdo. My mom likes to get me stuff that I never wanted that was like her thing for Christmas. But I do like to get my kids things they actually want if I can afford
it. Okay.
You know, when they want a dog and a cat and, you know, what did my son ask for? Oh, he wanted a dirt bike. I was like, you're 10, bro. Like, I'm not giving you a dirt bike.
I got my first one. Come on.
You know, those were different. Those were different times, Austin. All right, like.
Well, I also started racing motocross after that, so you don't want to get into that. Don't do that.
Yeah,
I never did that. That's cool to find out about. My first bike was a Yamaha. It's a Y Zinger.
It was carbureted, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 40. I think it was like a 40 or 60, something like that.
You got him an electric scooter, so we're working.
No, it was that sucker was fun, man. I rode that thing all over the place, loud as hell.
Dirt bikes are so much fun.
Oh yeah, I bet
they really are.
I never,
but dangerous. 80s were a different time. Don't do that for your kids. They'll get arrested.
It was the 80s, man. That's a Bluey quote.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right, y'all. Please enjoy your holidays. Join us next week after Christmas, and we will be talking about the finals. I'm in 11 games this week, so I better win too. One of them.
I'm in 15.
15
to 16.
Nath, don't trade with him.
Is it Nath or Nathan? I assume it's Nathan.
It's
I'm going to call
him Nathan. His name's Nathan.
It's Nathan.
Love you, Nathan. You're the man. Get that rebuild started.
Let me see if I can make Force. A send offer just so you don't have to.
Nathan, may the Force be with you, my friend.
You're going to need it.
All right, y'all. Thanks again. And hey, maybe we'll get Chad next week.
I don't think so. Peace. Chase my problems and time keeps on dragging. Can't get away from the fact I've been slacking. Oh, despite the cost, you know I got to trot on. Hey. It's a long, long road and every day your tears are struggles. Still we try to get ahead and turn a single into a double. Every curve we face along the road and trouble, try to wreck, we try to turn, we into rubble. Say it's not easy, won't you believe me? Oh no, no, no. Don't mean to sound like it's a cliche, but the one thing we know, you only reap that you sow, and the crop that you grow today, tomorrow it grows behind. Lost in the fray, and I can't find my way back.